Did you notice all of these new security cams here at the university?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I haven't. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the last year they were having problems with security, and a lot of the what looked like construction happening around here was the establishment of security cameras all around the campus.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I noticed it in other places because I work at different places, and here it seems like there isn't any.
Oh, there are. For example, one place they put up, it's really obvious. They want it to be seen, is the exit that I take to get to the parking lot. And that was put up there maybe only maybe around May or so. And I noticed that one, and I noticed another one in lots of places. Do you think that actually helps things? Do you think that that actually helps security in a situation like this? Like, for example, in London, they're saying that it's really hard to walk around London for any more than 10 meters without you being in range of a security camera.
I think it's got to have an effect. I think we're more and more in a kind of surveillance society. It's almost like George Orwell predicted. You know, you can't do anything without being seen these days.
Sounds like you think it's a bad thing, then.
It could be a bad thing, but it could serve the public good, too. Right. There's the issue of security, and there's the issue of privacy. So as long as surveillance cameras are used in a meaningful way, in an altruistic way, then I'm fine with that.
That's tough, though, you know. Once you put power into the hands of people who wield it, they're really reluctant to give it up. Even if they've never used it to any degree that was actually beneficial, they start telling themselves, yes, but I have this power, I wield this power, I know that it could be good, so don't take it away from me. So if we suddenly started to say, all those security cameras are invasions of privacy, I don't think we would get much of a sympathetic response from the people who put it up.
You have a point there. Right. That's a valid point.
I don't know if they put it up towards the problem of sexual violence on campus. In Japan, I don't know if it's as big a problem as it would be in North America, but it sure seems like it's a big problem to me in North America.
Sexual violence on campus in North America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally I hear stories, you know. When I was a university student, well, it's been a few years now, and I thought we've made progress. And I would think that sexual violence is not an issue, you know. But still, you hear stories in the news.
And that's all that we can go on, because all of this is like, it's anecdotal evidence and it's perception, and your perception depends on who you listen to and what you read.